Usually at this point of the long Thanksgiving weekend, having experienced a fair share of turkey, travel, and tryptophan, the last word we want to hear is stay awake. In fact, that can be a very challenging word. I'd be happy if the gospel today said stay in bed. And yet, it says stay awake, and that's not unexpected. If you've been with us over the past few weeks, you know today is the first week of Advent. And as such, we have purple, we have a wreath, and we enter into what is this expectant time, this time in which we're called to stay awake. But Advent is also oriented toward the unexpected. And that's the part that might keep us awake. It's easy to expect Christmas to come in 24 days, and it will. We don't need to be Christian to know that, or even to celebrate that. But as Christians, we are given this season of Advent, not just to be aware of what is to come, but to be more aware of what is. And all of the unexpected graces that fill this very time. We will meet over the course of this Advent season many witnesses to the coming of Christ. And on this first week of Advent, we meet one that came a long time before Christ. Today we meet Noah. And Noah was one who responded to that word of God. And of course, he built that ark. We don't know how long that took. But we know that he started the building long before the drops of rain fell. We don't know what his neighbors thought of him or the people around him. But we do know that he built, and he built, and he built. And when that flood came, he was ready. Noah was a man who was not just awaiting a flood, but by his very life, he was obedient and waiting on that word of God. He probably spent far more time building the ark than riding on it. Another witness, of course, and probably the most common of witnesses, are Mary and Joseph. And we would be right to imagine them and their experience in the Advent season. Mary, 9 months pregnant, and Joseph traveling down to his hometown of Bethlehem. Sometimes we imagine that scene wondering if they'll make it, if they'll be late for Christmas, if they'll arrive in the creche and in the inn or outside it. And we forget that they were Christmas. We forget that they didn't know exactly where they were going. There wasn't a creche scene that they could occupy. There was only this now moment and this word to go to Bethlehem. And they did. And as much as Mary and Joseph and unborn Jesus are Christmas, you and I are Christian. We have been baptized. We have been made part of Christ's body. We have been anointed and consecrated and called. We have been made for heaven. And we're not there yet. But heaven is already here. God is with us. And our waiting, our expecting him, our believing in him is not merely for a time away from here, but for right now. Living faith, living the present moment, and living that so well. Advent certainly recognizes all that has happened. But let us consider what has not yet happened. Let us consider the million graces that God wants to provide to us in this season. The particular graces of each day, of waiting and welcoming in faith, of responding more generously to others, of being God's people now, so that we may be with all his people in the kingdom. This is what Advent is all about. And it doesn't take a Christian to wait for Christmas. But you and I, as Christians, it does take tremendous faith to wait on, to serve, and to love our Lord Jesus. Today, as we begin this holy season, let us thank God for all that he has already started, for all that he has already begun in us. And through our staying awake, through our being attentive to his grace, which has yet to be fulfilled totally, we can stay alert to the wonderful gift that this season offers.